and New Zealand banks are still on top of the list as opposed to those in Australia. Derek Bonner is Consumer New Zealand's General Manager of Business. Good evening.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Very well, thank you, sir. Give us the highlights. Are we happy then with our New Zealand banks, are we?
Well, yeah, certainly seems like the case. We did a survey, nationally representative survey, and looked at satisfaction across the majority of the banks in New Zealand. We looked at a number of areas, including branch service, complaints, advice, value for money. TSB Bank was the real outstanding performer. They had an 87% rate of very satisfied customers, followed by Cooperative Bank at 77 and Kiwi Bank at 71. Now, the average across the industry was 59. So those guys, those New Zealand-owned banks are really the standout performers in terms of of how satisfied their customers are.
And what do you put that down to?
Well, I think there is an element. It was very interesting. One bit of feedback that we got was the customers of the New Zealand-owned banks rate it as important to be dealing with a New Zealand-owned bank. So I think there is definitely a bit of a halo effect that comes through for being New Zealand-owned. But, you know, those Kiwi-owned banks can't live and die on that alone. They still have to apply really good, you know, service and products. It was interesting that the data that came through also showed that in terms of satisfaction with interest rates and fees, those three banks, TSB at the top again, Cooperative and Kiwi Bank, were above the average for the industry.
Do you wonder whether the new technologies, there seems to be a push, Derek, to get us out of the bank and into the EFTPOS machine, whether we like it or not. Do you think that plays a small part in this?
Yeah, I think it does, but it was interesting. One bit of data that came out was we asked all the respondents what they thought the top benefits of dealing with their bank were, and online banking was nearly 50% of respondents said that was the most important thing. Again, for the New Zealand-owned banks, it was the fact that they were New Zealand-owned, but that online banking. Whilst absolutely there is a case to say that the banks are getting us to move out of the branches, online banking is obviously still a very attractive and important thing for consumers when they're considering the bank as well.
From the survey, do you think many of us will change banks or do change banks?
Well, that was another interesting thing that came out, is that we asked these folks if they had changed their primary or their main bank in the last 12 months, and 94% said no, that they hadn't. But when we asked the question, how likely are they to switch in the next 12 months, we actually got a nearly 1 in 5, with 18% saying that they are likely. So I think, you know, consumers are becoming a bit more picky about what they what they want, and they see the competition that is there in the market, and like I say, that I consider that a pretty high number for 1 in 5 bank customers to say they're likely to change in the next 12 months. And I'd also add that it is easier now to change your bank than perhaps it has been historically, with banks often offering to take on all the necessary tasks.
Banks, we love them and we hate them, don't we?
Well, in this country, it looks like we really love the New Zealand-owned ones, and I think we need to congratulate those Kiwi-owned banks for what I would describe as really punching above their weight. They're obviously doing a good job for their customers.
Nothing wrong with that. Consumer New Zealand's General Manager of Business, Derek Bonner, great to have you in the program. Thanks for your time tonight.
Thank you. Cheers.
It is 5:22. Still to come, the ACT Party leader, David Seymour, is crying foul over the fact this man from Afghanistan, who's got 6 charges against him, including 1 attack while he was on bail, is allowed to stay in New Zealand. That's if he has good behaviour for a certain amount of time. And David Seymour is saying either cough up with more details on this man or boot him out. We'll discuss this next on the program, 5:23.